This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
The government may be waking up to Rio Tinto and BHP Billiton over this falling iron ore price. It affects us all. The Fortescue Metals chairman, Andrew Forrest, has accused Rio and BHP of deliberately ramping up iron ore production to flood the market, drive down the price and put competitors out of business. And he points out that the 50% fall in the iron ore price over the last year will cost the Australian economy more than $50 billion a year. Treasurer Joe Hockey seems to be getting with the program. He rightly said, "I have some sympathy for Andrew Forrest. I have a lot of sympathy for the workers who are losing their jobs. I've got a lot of sympathy for a number of companies that have suspended activities as a result of the fall in the price." Now, BHP Billiton has recently said it will slow down its iron ore production. The major Brazilian iron ore miner Vale is also talking about slowing down its production, but nothing of that ilk from the bullies at Rio Tinto. Remember, this is the mob at Bulga trying to force this little community to go away and relocate. And, of course, Rio Tinto's strategy is to be the last man standing, or alternatively, I suppose, to engineer a comfortable Woolworths Coles-like duopoly with BHP Billiton. Either way, it would virtually be assured then of being able to ask whatever price it wanted for its iron ore. It's time these outfits realise they do not operate in a vacuum. And it might be hard for them to get their head around it, but Australia comes first, well ahead of BHP and Rio Tinto. It is, after all, our iron ore they are mining.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.